This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Stephen Colbert was being interviewed by Conan O'Brien, and Conan shared a story about how Stephen once told a fictional story about Conan on Sean Hayes' podcast. But the thing is that a lot of people weren't realizing it was a fictional story, so they've been coming up and asking Conan in person if this actually is true.
Stephen Colbert tells this story, because what's true is that he and I were skiing once together, and we were on a ski lift, and then and suspended in the air, and he tells this insane story about me taking my pants off on the ski lift and then defecating on children who were sitting below. Okay? Fantastic. So I run into these people. This is a couple of weeks ago. I run into these people, and they said,
the
oh, my
children?
God. No, no.
And
it
the children
It was the children. They're like, they're covered. No, I ran into these very nice people who were chatting. They recognized me, and they start chatting with me. They went, oh, my God, we were listening to the funniest podcast, and Stephen Colbert told me this story about, and they told the thing that Stephen had said, and I'm laughing really hard and going, yeah, yeah. And then they stopped, and they went, is it true? And I was like, yes. I just decided to say yes, it's true, because you can't deny that.
Wow.
I mean, it's pretty easy to deny that.
Yeah, I never pooped on kids.
But the thing is, he's right. Who's going to believe him? You know? I mean, because
I think I believe with Conan if he said to me, look, Steve, I never pooped on children. I'm like, you know what, Conan? That does seem kind of ridiculous.
Yeah. I mean, maybe he didn't intend to poop on children.
Wow.
It's just like sometimes you have to go. I mean, look, I've been in a situation where you have to go, and if you're stuck on that, you know, plus if you're nervous and scared, your body will make you, like, if you have to go to the bathroom, your body will go, you're going to the bathroom. Because I've had that happen one time in my life because I thought a wolf was about to eat me.
Right. So you might poop your pants. But at any point on a ski lift, are you going to take your pants off and then just start pulling a Dave Matthews over a bridge thing?
Yeah. It's a good point. That depends. What kind of pants were they? Were they, you know, if Conan, you know, might have bought a nice pair of pants. That's a good ski outfit. Do you want to ruin that? But yeah.
I was going to say, he probably wanted to keep skiing the rest of the day.
That's true. And these damn kids are always in the way. What better way to get rid of them than to poop on them?
Yeah. So I guess we wouldn't believe Conan would do it. Is there any celebrity that we would believe would actually do that? You know, even if it was a false story?
Gary Busey.
I believe anything about Gary Busey. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Gary Busey's a great pick.
I was thinking Meatloaf, because he gets so angry that, you know what? He's like, you don't want to mess with him, or he's going to mess with you, you know?
Yeah. Oh, poor Meatloaf.
With the meat.
Yeah, all right.
Do you understand me?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
You do not want to with me!
Yeah, you don't want to blank with him, because he's...
You look in my eyes, I am the last person in the world you ever want to with!
But if I look in his eyes, at least I don't have to worry about that.
That's a good point. Yeah, I think after hearing that, I could imagine that Meatloaf could send some meatloaf wherever he wants.
What a weird rumor to put out there about Conan O'Brien, though. I love Stephen Colbert.
Super trolling. I mean, obviously, you've got to be good enough friends in order to do that. And, you know, I mean, geez, this is. And then, you know, good for Conan. He's like, well, I'm not going to deny this story. What? You know what? What the heck?
One texter says, BJ, you should be able to appreciate it. After all, your own teammates on your show decided to create that rumor that you dated your own cousin at prom.
Oh, that is very true.
Not dated, just took her because he couldn't find anyone else.
Right.
Yeah.
Dated's wrong.
It was one and done.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys are, that's a good point. You guys are really wonderful people swearing you heard something and, you know, taking advantage of a person at my chronological situation that I might forget things and not remember whether you're lying or not.
Is that what you call old age now?
Yeah, my chronological situation. Yeah. It's a nice way to put it.
Sounds like a band name.
Right? Yeah. It's chronologically situated.
That's exactly where I'm at. I'm where I am in my chronology.
All right.
There you go.
I swear, one day that audio will be found. And it'll be like the holy grail of audio.
Yep.
It's never going to be found because it doesn't exist.
I'm very disappointed in our audience that they have not found that audio yet.
Well, you can't be mad at somebody for not finding truth to back up your lie. I mean, you know, people can only do so much.
I like how you're mad at our audience when we have Joe, who literally goes through all of our audio.
Well, it'll be
awesome. It's all your fault, Joe.
Yeah, you know, I see Joe all the time. I could create this blanket statement of an audience.
I gotcha.
And then if someone's like, you're mad at me, I'm like, no, you're not the audience I was talking about.
Yeah. Yeah, again, you really can't be mad at the audio engineer when he's like, I went through all the audio. Your lie is not here, sir.
I'm willing to give Joe $50 if he finds that audio.
Ooh.
If you give Joe $50, he'll create the audio. That's the spirit.
He'll come over and be like, hey, Dad, can you just say this into my phone?
Yeah, just got a few things I want you to say.
Just say, prom was fun. And then later on, I'll be like, hey, can you talk about that time you were hanging out with your cousin?
Yeah, actually, prom was fun with my cousin.
I'll pitch in $50 for this audio, Joe.
Yeah.
That's $100.
Tell you what, if you pay me $100, I will just create the audio for you. I mean, if you go up a little bit more, I'll help you with this live.
It's not as much fun though.
Oh well, yeah, but I could use $100, dude. I mean, there's a lot of food I've been wanting to taste lately.
Yeah, okay. Come on. Or we could, like, I don't know.
Start a GoFundMe.
Start
a GoFundMe and start a rumor about
to have Joe do his job.
Yeah. Well, you know what? That would really show you just how human beings are. If somebody would go fund your lie, you know, I mean, really.
It's not a lie, though.
Yeah,
it's God's honest truth.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure which God you're worshiping, sir, but I mean, that's
the God of chronological situations.
Yeah.
Or whatever it was.
I mean, there are some gods that do like you lying, so I don't know. You know, they're out there, I suppose.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to
other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. There's a guy online that's getting a bunch of views for how he covered the A-ha song "Take on Me."
Wow. Take on me.
I love the real Big Fish version.
The gym that I go to always plays that version, and I'm like, yeah, I want to dance.
Oh, I love Real Big Fish.
I don't think I've heard that version. I've heard the Weezer version.
Oh, Reb, you should find it. They're a ska band, kind of like, they're kind of in the line of like Mighty Mighty Boston. They came after, like when Mighty Mighty Boston were getting big, Real Big Fish was soon after them, and they were kind of like part of that ska wave with like No Doubt and
ska
Save
punk.
Ferris.
Yeah, Goldfinger.
Pop punk with horns, basically.
Yeah.
But I always love Real Big Fish. They had the song Sell Out.
Oh, Sellout was so good. Yeah. I found Take On Me by Real Big Fish.
All right, let's hear this one.
There's not better to be second song. Take on me. Take me on. I'll be gone.
That's not bad.
Not bad. It's fantastic.
Yeah, I like the synth version. I like the 80s version.
BJ's a horn hater.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, look, I don't mind horns, but there's just something about the synths that were used in the original that I really like.
No, the original is great. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. But I always loved that version because it just sounds like a party.
And we got a different version, though. This is, of course, I don't even know who this guy is. But he basically says he's going to perform Take On Me by hitting myself in the face. And he basically recorded clips of himself doing cheek slaps, forehead smacks, tooth taps, and cheek flicks, and edited it all together for this fine version of Take On Me.
Ow.
Oh, man. Actually, this is pretty good.
Okay, this might be the best version ever.
Yeah.
He's like palming his forehead to make that snare sound.
Yeah. All right.
Uh-oh, Steve's chiming in.
Wow, he's beating himself up pretty good, though.
Sorry.
Oh,
look at you. Pretty good.
Oh, I didn't see if I could do a song. Let's see. Okay. I'm going to cover a song.
Name that tune, right, everybody.
We shouldn't have encouraged him. Is it Dominic?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Dominic the Donkey.
I didn't even get to the.
Yeah, I know. You didn't have to because you're a lovely gentleman.
Well, at least he's punching himself for your entertainment,
BJ? I don't know. You know what I mean? At some point, does his brain tell him this is the best radio he can do or the best radio that should be done? That's what I want to know. Because, I mean, really?
All of the above.
Yeah. Really? All just to troll me?
Yes.
You made me squirt, you jerk.
Hey, ting-a-dee-ding.
Okay, we didn't. We don't
it's
need
Dominic
to,
the Donkey.
No, we get it.
Man, my cheeks hurt. That guy did that for like over a minute.
Jeez. Yeah, he did. I would like to see you do that for the rest of your life. Thank you.
Oh, wow.
Oh, so then you agree. It's great radio.
It is.
Well, no, it's a troll situation. I don't know if we should put it on the air, but I would, you know, in the commercial breaks or whatever, yeah, you go ahead and do it.
And then I get smack my forehead like he does?
Oh, yeah. I'm smacking my forehead, ow, but just because I'm involved in this.
I just palm my eyeball.
All right, there we go.
Smartest man in the room, everybody.
How do you hurt yourself by? Okay, I'm not going
to
ask.
Yeah, I mean,
I was trying to do both parts with both hands, and I wasn't focused. That's all. Yeah. It's a lesson in focus, kids.
Yeah, it's the rub your stomach and do the top of your head bang thing, or chew gum and walk.
But I could do that.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
You want to do that too? I mean, let's
that's silly. I mean, that's a visual thing.
Oh, that's silly. Okay, yeah. All right. We found the silly line, kids. All right, there we go.
Does anyone else want to give it a whirl?
No.
What,
no,
to try
pass,
to make
I'm
their
good.
Own by smacking himself around?
Yeah.
All right.
I like Vicky's willing to give it a shot.
Yeah, I'm like trying to think of how I'm going to do this because I got the invisible aligners in my mouth. So it's like I'm trying not to hurt myself here.
Invisalign.
All right, turn it up.
Okay. Is she doing Take On Me?
It sounds like Take On Me.
Yay! Yes.
I
know, but it's stuck in my head and it's my dad's favorite.
Okay.
So it's for my dad.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, between the two of you, I don't know why
nobody
I asked
else,
you to.
Rev's trying. He's got his mic off, but I see him trying. So, Rev.
I'm trying to think of a song. I don't have a good song.
Orgy. Do Orgy.
Oh, geez. Okay.
Blue Monday.
All right.
Ooh.
That's good.
Ow. Crap.
Okay.
Well, you got the intro to it.
Thank you.
Yeah. Nice work.
Yeah, my face hurts.
Yeah, my cheeks are still stinging.
A little red, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, at least three of us are willing to have fun.
Exactly, because the other two of us
are
not.
All right, Danny!
I'll do it.
Yes! I was just going to give Danny an intelligence credit, but now I realize he's a moron, too.
Well, yeah, but. There's no sound.
What? No, he doesn't know how to make a
hollow
sound.
Yeah,
you got a
mouth. You got to put your mouth. Yeah, you there you go.
There we go.
I don't know what Steve just did there.
It worked.
Right? Yeah. Tinder blow up doll, Danny.
I've seen some thumbnails, Steve. Good job there.
You reminded me of the old face. I got it.
What are we doing? What is this?
Jingle bells.
Thank you.
Boom.
Oh, okay. Yes.
I thought you were trying to do We Will Rock You.
Oh, no. Yeah. That'd be like...
So you went with a Christmas song?
Yeah. Well, so did you.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Okay, like, thank you. We get it. We didn't forget what you played, Steve.
Is this the dumbest segment we've ever done?
No.
No.
If it's not the dumbest segment, it's got to qualify for the top one, as far as I'm concerned.
This might be my favorite segment of the week.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Of the week? Are we doing this every week now?
Yeah.
Yes, we should. This should be a new segment. Guess what song we're playing on our mouths?
Yeah. Okay, fine. You know what? Feel free. Because I get to take a little time off. I'll just, you know what? I'll get a coffee while you guys are doing that.
Okay, that seems like a fair trade-off.
It's a fair trade-off for me.
You get caffeinated and
you guys bang your mouths. You just bang in the mouth. Go ahead.
All right.
Yeah, that's worth it.
So weird.
Yeah. Oh, is it? Oh, okay.
Yeah,
thanks for that assessment.
Really is, yeah.
Someone said this bit is literally redefining radio.
Yeah.
See, the texters know what's up.
Oh, yeah. We got to bring this to the conventions. They'll love it.
Right? Oh, yeah.
Oh, I would love to do that because there's all these, like, people who take themselves way too seriously go to those conventions.
Yeah.
And they're just so, like, into themselves. And then here's our sample of what we do. And it's just us smacking our cheeks.
Oh, I think this is exactly what I'm going to recommend. And now I know what I'm going to do. You guys troll me on the show. I'm going to troll you guys at conventions. Every dumb idea I've been writing down. And I am going to just go, hey, here's something that Steve and Vicky came up with. And I'm just going to go, blah, blah, here we go. You bang on your face.
I cannot wait until it catches fire. Every radio station across America is, you know, making...
Face smacking.
Yep, face smacking themselves.
Yeah, you know, you can't wait, but you know what? You'll be waiting for some time.
This texter says this segment slaps.
Yes!
Boom. That's what the kids say, BJ.
Is that what they say, slaps?
It
I don't
is.
Know. Okay, yeah.
So it said, am I that stoned, or are you weirdos actually trying to make music with your faces? Is this actually happening? From Ryan.
Yes, Ryan, it's actually happening. Mm-hmm. And there you go. All based on a guy that actually at least did a decent job doing Take On Me. Do we got him again?
Oh, yeah.
We should probably at least let people know how this ridiculousness started if you just tuned in. There was a guy on the internets that actually slapped the hell out of himself in order to do Take On Me, and he recorded different parts of himself being slapped. His face, his forehead, his teeth. And, well, at least he had talent.
Ow.
See, this is, guys, come on.
Well, in all fairness, he's like sweetening it up with like processing and echo.
Yeah.
I mean, we did it raw.
Like, oh, really?
He edited it.
Okay. Doesn't every band pretty much do that? I feel like, you know, I mean.
Yeah, but I mean, we're like a live band and he's like a studio band.
Oh, you don't think that, you know, they don't sweeten up live bands at all, huh? Are you all right?
I do like how the video says, caution, do not attempt. And the first thing we did was attempt.
Yeah.
And you see the rest of it says, all stunts were performed by a clueless amateur, and you'd probably make him look bad.
Actually, yeah, he's completely right on that.
Yep.
Someone, well, congratulations.
Someone suggested that maybe Vicky does that for her OnlyFans.
slap my cheeks, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, slap those cheeks.
I'm not sure. I mean, when they're asking Vicky to bang her mouth on OnlyFans, I'm a little afraid of this.
Someone was requesting that you do Sweet Child of Mine, BJ.
Yeah, someone can request that. That's what America's about.
Yeah, I couldn't do that one without walking home with two red cheeks.
Yeah, where do we go from here? That's I'll tell you where we go from here in the immortal words of Sweet Child of Mine. Where do we go from here? I'll tell you. Anywhere but here. Don't ruin the song, Steve.
Where do we go part for you, BJ?
Thanks.
Oh, that's what that was?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, yeah, you know, I'm good. Thanks.
So it's a kiss.
Yeah.
So it's a Kiss W's new house band, The Facebangers, headlining Pain in the Grass from Leighton and Kent.
Don't Google The Facebangers.
Actually, Facebanger is the best part of that whole bit that we just
did. Oh, we can do like Facebangers with like the Metallica font.
Oh, there you go.
The little pointy parts on the F and then the... bangers with a Z or an S?
Z, of course. Hardcore.
Okay, good. Yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
Someone just tried to do sound to silence on their face, but now their face hurts. Thanks, guys.
We could start an OnlyFans called Face Bangers because then people will go to it thinking it's, but then it's just us banging on our faces.
We'll probably get a lot of subscriptions at first, but then also a lot of cancellations.
You know what? That's fine. We just need the initial bump and then we'll be good to go.
We're just going like we're short squeezing people.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Whatever that. You know what? I'm just tired of living in this world when I hear these things.
Well, where are you going to go? Mars?
Where do I go? Where do I go? I think I will go to... I'm going to see if Jeff Bezos will take me as a stowaway.
Please.
I'm going to try to stow away on Jeff Bezos' rocket.
Today's podcast is brought to you by bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne, who's ready to answer your questions about bankruptcy. Travis, is it true that if you filed for bankruptcy once, you can't file again?
Even if you filed bankruptcy before, you can almost certainly file bankruptcy again. Different types of bankruptcies have different time limits between filings. In Chapter 7, full bankruptcy, you can only file Chapter 7 once every 8 years. However, you can always, almost always file a Chapter 13 case. Chapter 13 cases can be filed immediately following a Chapter 7. They can be filed immediately following a prior Chapter 13 case. Chapter 13 is a reorganization plan, so there will be some type of monthly payment, but it's based on your budget and your ability to afford that payment. So Chapter 13 is an option in almost all cases, even with a prior bankruptcy filing.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.